From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. You won't find grizzly bears in California anymore, but black bears are plentiful, and every year, hunters kill about 1,700 of them. About half the time, they do this with dogs, which track the bears through the forest and corner them in trees. Now, the state legislature is considering a bill that would end that practice. As Lauren Sommer reports, the bill has sparked strong feelings on both sides of California's urban-rural divide.
Osage, come here, boy.
You won't find many bear hunters more experienced than Osage.
He's been on a lot of bear tracks, more than 100 in his life, and he's 9 years old right now.
Osage is a medium-sized dog with a brown and black mottled coat. He's one of six hounds that Dan Titchener keeps at his Castro Valley home.
Yankee and Cajun, they're 3 years old. 8-year-old Crockett, year and a half old.
They're all trail hounds.
That is to say, they bark when they smell scent.
Titchener shows me the dogs in action in a video of a recent bear hunt.
Spanky, get to him. Crockett, get to him.
The dogs run off, their noses to the ground. These dogs are bred to be loud. It helps the hunters follow them and, Titchener says, gives the bears plenty of warning. The goal in this kind of hunting is to get the bear to climb a tree.
You wonder, why does a 300-pound bear climb a tree over a 56-pound dog? Black bears evolve with grizzly bears, so they have an instinct to climb trees to get away from danger.
In the video, Titchener and two friends approach the tree.
Yeah, I'm reading him as just a good adult bear.
Most of the time, Titchener practices what he calls catch and release, letting the bear go once it's in the tree. But not this time.
We're clear. Go right ahead.
The hunter takes aim with his rifle. The bear drops from the tree.
Hey, way to go, Bill. That was an instantaneous kill. I never saw one drop so quick.
It's just a menacing, reckless pursuit.
Jennifer Fearing is the California director for the Humane Society of the United States.
There is nothing humane about chasing and harassing an animal like a bear for hours and miles on end until it's so exhausted that it climbs a tree.
Fearing's group is sponsoring a bill that would ban the use of hounds in both bear and bobcat hunting in the state. If the legislation fails, they're not afraid to take it a step further.
CEO of the Humane Society of the United States, my boss, has already pledged to pursue a ballot measure that would go ahead and eliminate their rights to pursue bears at all.
Bear hunting is regulated by California's Department of Fish and Game. Department biologist Kristen Langner says with around 35,000 bears in the state, the population can support it.
It's a very modest harvest compared to what we think the population can handle.
Dan Titchener says dogs are part of this tradition and actually make hunting more humane because hunters are closer when they take their shot.
Typically, you have a clean kill and you have much less risk of an injury or, say, a fatal injury that takes a long time for the animal to die.
Jennifer Fearing of the Humane Society says she knows hunters won't agree with her, but if they want to preserve their lifestyle, she thinks they need to make some changes.
You know, less than 1% of Californians hunt, and these hunting traditions that they want to maintain, they really depend on how non-hunters view the legitimacy of hunting practices.
The state Senate passed the bear hunting bill in May. The assembly is expected to take it up next week. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for Quest is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.